It is time now for the good stuff on this Memorial Day, 27th of May. Welcome everyone for joining. Hey, did you know that knowledge is infinite? Knowledge is a tale that never stops. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a revelation. Agriculture is their focus. Knowledge is at the heart that sustains the legacy. Steadfast Convention, from their first publication to their latest issue, it's continuous knowledge with Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out, tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. Look for 50 things to do in Cherry County at the visitvalentine.com website. Don't forget, June 1st, that's coming right up, and that's going to be fun races and the Niobrara River races and entertainment, and that's going to be here in Cherry County. Visitvalentine.com for more details.
Mike, did you know the Star Spangled Banner was not officially adopted as America's national anthem until 1931?
I didn't know that, I guess.
Yeah, before that, the song Hail Columbia served in this capacity for many years. Joseph Hopkinson, a lawyer and congressman, wrote it for the inauguration of George Washington. It is played today whenever the vice president enters an event. This is the first stanza from that song. Hail Columbia, happy land. Hail ye heroes, heaven-born band, who fought and bled in freedom's cause, who fought and bled in freedom's cause. And when the storm of war was gone, enjoyed the peace your valor won. Let independence be our boast, ever mindful what it cost, ever grateful for the prize. Let its altar reach the skies. May we be ever mindful what freedom cost, this day and every day.
Well, it is Memorial Day, and Kim, what else do you have to share today?
I've got this. 2 decades ago, possibly 3 by now, there's no date on this article, children touring Washington, D.C. were asked what Memorial Day means. They responded, "That's the day the pool opens." A Gallup poll showed that only 28% of Americans knew the true meaning of Memorial Day. As a result, the National Moment of Remembrance was begun by President Proclamation. All Americans are asked to pause at 3 o'clock, where we are, no matter where we are, for one moment of silence. Major League Baseball, NASCAR, the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, and the Liberty Bell are among today's participants. I thought that was very interesting, and I know that we do that. I just didn't really realize where it came from. And I also have a poem. This was written by Ren Romero of Fargus, Wyoming. It's called Honorable Men. I had 4 brothers. Now they are all gone, but many good memories still linger on. We all served our country, sometimes with great strife, especially when our youngest sacrificed his life. He gave his life for his comrades to keep them from death. He served as a medic till he drew his last breath. Their names in order I'll write down for you in knowledge that many love and miss them too. Don, Ralph, Roy, and Robert Romero. Robert Romero died in Vietnam December 3rd, 1969. He received a Silver Star, a Purple Heart Medal for gallantry in action while administering aid to his wounded comrades, resulting in his death.
And we salute all of our veterans here on Memorial Day from the Good Stuff program. This is something a little more lighthearted for you. It's a sign that was posted on apparently a broken down copier.
Oh, really?
In the office.
Okay.
And it starts off, "Yes, the copier is out of order. Yes, we have called the serviceman. Yes, he will be here today. No, we cannot fix it. No, we do not know how long it will take. No, we do not know what caused it. No, we do not know who broke it. Yes, we are keeping it. No, we do not know what you're going to do now. Thank you." That was posted on a copier machine in an office here, and somebody shared that with us on the Good Stuff.
Everybody needs a copy of that.
And here's another one. This was a sign that was posted. I'm not sure where it was at, but somebody took a picture of it. "Beware of the dog." We see those signs all over the place.
But this exactly.
One says, "Beware of the dog. The cat is not trustworthy either." So keep your eye out there.
Keep your eye out for the cat and the dog.
Folks, remember it is Memorial Day, and we hope that there's a service somewhere in your community that you can take part in to honor our veterans and those who have given their lives over the years so that we may be free. And we have the opportunity to bring you the good stuff.